What I want to do with you today is briefly go over some of the halachos of the malacha of kosher. And after we do that, hopefully we'll spend a few minutes on minyanei hashkafa, if we have time. There is a fundamental machlokas harishonim throughout the perek of Eluk Sharim about which are the circumstances that you're chayiv for kosher. One of the interesting things about kosher is that sometimes it's asur min ha-toira, sometimes it's asur min ha-rabbanan, and sometimes it's mutar legamrei. Right? That's an idea that we saw like by the malacha of borer as well, that sometimes it's heter gamar, sometimes asur min ha-rabbanan, sometimes asur min ha-toira. Which is which? How do you know when you're chayiv, when it's asur min ha-rabbanan, when it's asur when it's mutar legamrei? So there are two shitos. There's the shita of the Rambam, and then there's the shita of Rashi. The Rambam's position, and the Taz, by the way, points all of this out in Simin Shin Yud Zayin, which is the Simin Bar Kosher. The Taz points all of this out in Sif Katan Aleph. But the shita of the Rambam is, it depends on, there are two qualities that are necessary. There is something called Kesher Uman, and then there is also something called a kesher lizman orach. The Rambam says if you have both, if it's both a professional knot and it's a, my kesher uman is a professional knot and is also a knot that's there for a long time, zok the Rambam, in that situation, you're going to be chayiv. If it's one without the other, it's kesher uman, but it's there for a short time, or it is kesher there for a very long time, but it's not kesher uman, then it's asur min d'rabbanan. If it's neither, according to the Rambam, then it is heter gomor.
That's there for a long time is a temporal zach or a
so zach? There for a long time, l'cha'ora is a din in the zman, it's temporal. That's the pashtus, as opposed to the halacha of uman or not, which is a din in the sug ha'kesher, in the chafza of the nat. That l'cha'ora is the other shita. So Rambam is fairly straightforward. Rashi is also fairly straightforward. According to Rashi, there's only one factor, and that factor is zman. How long is it? If it's there mamish for a tiny amount of time, zakt Rashi, then it's going to be heter gomor. If it is there for a medium amount of time, let's just turn up the ringer, then it is osur mit rabbanan. If it's there for a very long time, then it's asur min ha-toira. However,
it's a das,
so l'chor, it's a din in the das, that's the pashtus, although it is entirely possible that it's a din in the type of knot, which means if it's the type of knot that gets undone regularly, then it is going to be heter gomor, etc. I want to talk about that shaila in a few minutes in particular. But according to Rashi, the only issue is the amount of time. It has nothing to do with whether or not you went to Boy Scout camp and you learned how to tie all of these totally fancy knots. According to Rashi, it has no shaychus at all to that. According to the Rambam, to violate the malach of kosher, it has to be kesher gamolin, kesher sapanim, which means the kesher that is a professional knot. According to Rashi, that's not really a kesher that's a professional knot. It just is a simen for how long it's going to be, right? The Gemara discusses when you have a camel, so to pull the camel, you have a ring that's put in the nose of the camel and is tied there. And you also have the string that is tied into the ring, the rope that's tied into the ring to pull the camel. The rope, the knot that goes in the nose of the camel, there stays a very long time. Apparently, it's not the easiest thing on the planet to put a nose ring on the camel. So when you do it, you want it to stay there for a long time. Who would have thunk, right? But the rope that goes in the ring, that gets undone somewhat often. So these distinctions are found in the Gemara, and they make it to the Shulchan Aruch Shin Yud Zayin. Of course, there are big nafkaminas between Rashi and the Rambam, right? According to Rashi, it doesn't matter if it's a professional not. It doesn't matter if I went to Boy Scout camp, right? Let's say I went to Boy Scout camp and I learned, or I go to the Maritime Academy and I learn how to tie a knot that's going to hold the bolt at dock, right? Kesher hasaponim. But according to Rashi, if I tie the knot to hold the bolt in dock, but my kavana is that the boat is going to go out again in half an hour. No? If you ever took like the Circle Line around the city, or you ever take like a boat ride, right? The boat's going to go out again in an hour, half an hour, but they tie mamash a professional knot to hold it there, a Boy Scout knot. According to Rashi, that's Heter Gomer. No? Because your kavana is for a short time. According to the Rambam, and the fact that it's a sug of a knot that lasts for a very long time, Rashi is going to say, I don't care. According to the Rambam, that's going to be aser midi rabbonon, right? Because for the Rambam, it's a kesher uman. And therefore, even though it's a kesher that gets undone regularly, but a kesher uman that gets undone regularly, the Rambam says is aser midi rabbonon.
It's only if you have both factors is aser midi aristo.
According to the Rambam, it is aser min ha-Torah if you have only both factors. It's aser midi rabbonon, and if you have one, not the other, it's heter gomer if you have neither. Right? The Rambam is very mathematical.
Pretty straightforward.
But Rashi is also somewhat straightforward. It just depends on the amount of time.
That's a question of shiurim.
It's a question of shiurim. Now, within the Rambam,
like, what if my das was to, you know, I meant to untie my shoes, but I got lazy and I just slipped off.
So we'll talk about those cases. We'll talk about those cases in a few minutes, right? We'll have to discuss all of those situations. The Ezra's Hashem Yisparach, we'll discuss all of it. Now, the Sefer Archos Shabbos, in like the first footnote, points out nafkaminas between Rashi and the Rambam, like we spoke about a minute ago, with the bolt that goes away regularly. That's one such nafkamina. There are a number of nafkaminas as well. There is also a slight machlekes hachronim within the Rambam as to whether zman matters at all. Am I going to say that if I have a knot, that's a kesher shahedyot, it's not a kesher oman, and I tie it for a chunk of time, a month? According to the Rambam, are you going to say that that becomes an Isra D'Oraisa possibly? Or an Isra D'Rabbanan? Does the Rambam, is the Rambam totally ignoring the amount of time? And the only factor is, or let's say I have a Kesher Hedyot that I'm going to undo right away. So L'Chayra, that's Heter Gomer according to the Rambam, right? Okay. The Rambam presumably would say the only time I'm chayiv is when I have both. It's a kesher uman lizman harbe, lizman aruch ma'od, for a full year, let's say. That middle amount of zman, does it ever play a role according to the Rambam? But according to Rashi, there are three zmanim: immediate, middle, long term. But middle zman, does that ever matter according to the Rambam? The Pashtus is not.
What are the two Zmanim for the Rambam?
So we haven't defined what the Zmanim are for anybody yet. Right? We'll talk about that in like 3-4 minutes. We haven't defined what the Zmanim are, but is there a category of middle Zman at all according to the Rambam? The Pashtus is no. The Pashtus is that the Rambam would say that anything which is not long-term is considered immediate. But Rashi, however, says that there are three zmanim. The Prima Gunim says, for the Rambam, no such thing as medium-term. I believe it's the Tehillah LeDavid or some other Achron disagrees with the Prima Gunim. The Shulti Giborim, says that for the Rambam, there's going to be some Isser D'Rabbanon if it's a non-professional knot that's there for medium term. That medium term is considered long term for the Rambam, as opposed to saying that medium term is considered immediate.
In the first shot, medium term gets lumped with immediate, or medium term gets lumped with... Correct. You could go either way with the Rambam.
You could go either way. The Prima Godem assumes that medium term is like immediate for the Rambam, and therefore it's heter gomor. If I have a kesher hedyot for medium term, right? But the Shulte Gibayim, Taz, etc., points out that according to the Rambam, medium term gets lumped with very long. How long is long? It's unclear. It's mamish unclear. Rashi writes on Kufbet Beis that Shavua Oshvuayim, according to Rashi, 1 week or 2 weeks is considered medium term. Meaning more than that is considered long term. But it says Shavua Shvuayim. Not clear. Some Rishonim, the Kobo, gives a share of a Chodesh. But those Shiurim are in terms of what's long term. What about what's immediate? Well, those who say that the Shiur is a Chodesh could perhaps have a shorter immediate, a longer immediate. Does immediate mean less than 24 hours? Could we say immediate means less than 3 days? Could I say immediate means less than 7 days?
Does anyone say long-term means forever and ever and ever?
There are some who say, the Beis Yosef quotes, that the Rabbeinu Yeruchim says it is for 6 months or a year. That's his definition of la'olam. A year is...
But mamash never take out.
Again, if it's there for a year, and someone's the type of not never going to take out or something, I don't think anyone. Rabbi Yeruchim writes, "Yesh k'sham sha'osam osam la'amod yomim chati shana oshana." That's a kesher shel kayama that yichayv alav chatos. Chati shana oshana. Others say more than 30 days. It's really not clear. It's not at all clear. In terms of living in a home for how long it is. Possibly. It's mamish. It's unclear. The Mordechai has the following example. You know, the Gemara tells me that Talmidei Chachamim don't take off their shoes all week. They only take off their shoes Friday night. Because all week, if you're Talmud Chacham, you sleep in the Beis Medrash with your shoes on. You just fall asleep at your shtender. No? Now, the Mordechai writes that the shoes of a Talmud Chachem, right, you're allowed to undo it. Heter Gomer. On Shabbos. That means it's less than a week. If you're a Talmud Chachem, you don't leave your shoes on for 7 days, me ace la ace. No? Because, right, you're going to sleep in between. So it's a little bit less than 7 days, me ace la ace.
Only a couple of hours. 8 hours.
8 hours, 10 hours. You know. Again, like yeshiva guys know how to save up sleep, no? So all week long you don't sleep, and then Friday night you sleep a bagel. Right? That's the minig of Bachurei HaYeshiva.
Now that's only the Chacham don't wear shoes, also. It's also a difference.
Now what?
Now that's only the Chacham do not wear shoes.
Talmidei Chacham don't wear shoes at all. Right? Talmidei Chacham walk around the Beis Medrash in their stocking feet. That's another thing.
What about a kesher that like nikshar me'ila?
Wait. We'll get there. We will get there. But here's the thing. Got someone calling me on my computer. So here's the thing. Shulchan Aruch has two opinions within the Rambah. The Rambah writes, the Rambam first of all quotes the sheet of Rashi and the Rush, that the din is just purely based on Zman. The Yesh Orim Shakol Kesher She'enu Asoy Lahatir Ba'oso Yom Atmo Mikri Shal Kayama. That's Osir Midrabbanon, any knot that's more than a day. Yesh Mekim Da'ad Shiva Yomim Lo Mikri Shal Kayama. He quotes the Torah that until 7 days it's not even Osir Midrabbanon. he skips the sheet of 3 days. The sheet to be chayiv chatos is not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch at all, because l'chayiv doesn't matter. Shulchan Aruch is telling me what's usher, what's mutter, right?
Yes.
So it doesn't have to tell me what's chayiv chatos. Halacha l'maisa, we try to be machmir both ways. There's also meres. We try to be machmir both for Rashi and for the Rambam. That would mean that a kesher l'zman beinani, even if it's a kesher shel hedyot, is going to be aser midrabanon at least. According to the Rambam, at least for the Prima Godim's Rambam, it's hetter gomer.
Beinani being
7 days, let's say. Or beinani being more than 1 day. Two shitas in the, remember, this immediate is either within 24 hours or within 7 days.
No one says immediate is like 30 minutes.
No, nobody. So we're machmir, both like Rashi and like the Rambam. That means that we're going to be machmir if I have a kesher uman, but I intend to undo it within 24 hours. Usser.
It's a cool yama. I can tie my shoes on Shabbos.
Wait.
I can't tie my shoes.
So everybody holds that we're machmir like the Rambam, that if it's a kesher that has a chefza of a kesher shel uman, it's going to be usher even if kavanaso lahatir bobiyom. Right? So if you are working at the dock, tying the knot, usher. According to Rashi, it would be mutter. We're choshesh for Rambam. We're also choshesh that anything more than 1 day is going to be aser midrabanan, because we're choshesh for Rashi.
Oh. We have to find out how quickly the garbage gets processed.
We're also choshesh. The Rama tells me that yesh omrim de yesh lizayr shal lahatir shum kesher shu shnek sharm za al gabe yizeh de enon lebekiyim eze mikri kesher shal omen. We're choshesh for the Rambam. And then we throw an ain on the bakiyam in, right? It
sounds like the
Urayim. It sounds like almost the Urayim world, or it sounds like Ramos, many Ramos in Hilchos Nida have ain on the bakiyams, or in Hilchos regular Yerideya. We're not sure how much salt is considered Maluach Kiroseach. We're not sure what's called Basar Shamin, what's called Basar Kachosh.
Now with Kibbutz Galios, so
we are Machmir, the Svardim Bekiyim, the Ashkenazim, and Inam Bekiyim. That's your title.
Now with Kibbutz Galios, we should share some of our knowledge.
Or maybe it goes for Kert. Maybe that since you're Shalobim Komo, you lose all the Bekiyas that you had beforehand. But the Ramah paskins that a double, that a Kesher Agabe Kesher, a double knot, is called a kesher uman, right? What's a double knot? So if I tie once, if I take my shoes and I go like this, that's called one kesher. That does not stand at all. No? Here, let's. We're going to
show and tell.
This is show and tell. Let's see if we could do this with the.
Might be easier with the tie.
Yeah. Might be easier with my tie. That's a good holler. Oh, okay.
You have to tie.
Right, so we're gonna take a tie. We're gonna show you. This is one kesher in one time. That for sure is heter gomer.
Well, also if you tighten it, right?
What?
If you tighten it, it's.
So if I tighten it, so then what happens if I tighten it?
No, I don't think it's the same thing.
The pashtus is it's all the same thing. Okay. Right? The pashtus is, it does not matter. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. We'll talk about it in 2 minutes. The Ramah writes that a kesher, al gabe kesher, we're choshesh that this is a kesher uman. So if I have one on top of the other, which is l'cha'ora, right? Again, one thing is a garnished, right? If I just pull my shoelaces one time, right, that's nothing. That's one kesher, that's nothing. But if I go a kesher agabe kesher, the Shulchan Giborim says that this is going to be choshesh, that's a kesher uman. comes along the Rama, and he says that we're machmir that way. Tzveitimol. If you go twice, a kesher, agabe kesher, twice is considered uman and mechayshish, that it's a problem. However, the Rama writes that b'makom tzar you can be mekel. Nirid b'makom tzaira ein lachosh u'mutr lahatir. So b'makom tzar you can do a kesher, you can undo a kesher, agabi kesher. It's only a chumra not to do, right, what we call the double knot, which you, what Shulchan Aruch calls kesher agabi kesher is what we would call a single knot, basically. When Shulchan Aruch calls that kesher agabi kesher, like this.
Whoa. A kesher agabi kesher would be a single knot?
In most of our language, we would call kesher agabi kesher a single knot, no? If I take two ends of a string and I go like this, we consider that nothing, basically. Right?
But if you pull it together, at least there's...
I pull it together.
But if you say on your shoes.
If I'm doing my shoes,
on my shoes,
so then I just go like this, we treat that like nothing.
Right.
But Shulchan Aruch considers that one kesher. And when I go a second time, that's a kesher agabi kesher, where the Shulta Giborim says that we're choshesh, that's a maisa uman, but the makom tsara mekel.
The second time you make a bow.
The second time I make a bow, that's the way I tie my shoes usually. Right, that time one is like this, and time two I go a bow. Right, I do one, two, and then I whatever. A string would be better than here, maybe. Right, the first time. The first time it's like this. The second time it's like this. Right, you tie a regular bow. Right, so a bow. It's called an aniva agabe kesher. An aniva, it's going to be harder because it doesn't have two sides. An aniva is a double loop. Aniva agabe kesher is a further discussion. What the status of aniva agabe kesher is.
Kesher agabe kesher.
The double knot, the Ramos says, where machmir, it's considered sha'uman.
That's already a chumra.
Zok the Magen Avram im Sifkat and Tesbav. That chumra of Kesher Agabe Kesher, the Ramah writes that chumra does not apply to Mokum Tsar. That chumra of Kesher Agabe Kesher, Zok the Magen Avram, is only if it's mehudak. It's only if it's tight. If it's a loose Kesher Agabe Kesher, the Nesiv Chaim explains within, the Levushe Srad explains within the Magen Avram, if it is loose, it is not a problem. The chumra of the Shote Gibayrim does not apply if it's loose. That's one point. That is what we call Kesher Agabe Kesher. What about Aniva Agabe Kesher? What about the second time I do loop to loop, right? First time I have one thing, that's called one Kesher. That's a garnish usually in my shoelaces. The second time I do loops, Aniva Agabe Kesher. So Shulchan Aruch writes, the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch, I should say, Sif Hei, Aniva is Mutter, the Mechaber says. Ramah, Afilum Isa Kesher Echad Lamata, no Hagim Bo Heter. Right? So Aniva Gabi Kesher, the Ramah says, is Heter Gomor. However, if you hold like the Rambam, so this is not Maisa Oman, Lacha'ira, and Lacha'ira. At least with my shoes, I'm not doing it for a long time.
Saying I could do a real kesher. Aniva's not even a real kesher.
But also...
No. Aniva itself is not a real kesher. The one kesher is nothing. But do I assume that the double, right, the aniva plus the kesher underneath makes it like a kesher?
I'm leaving Ashkenazi land. I'm going back to Sfardi land. Within the Shulchan Aruch.
Sfardi land, the Mahaber says Aniva is mutar.
Aniva is mutar.
And that means, Lecha'ora, even Aniva Agabi Kesher is mutar. And the Ramah Paskins, even Aniva Agabi Kesher is mutar. Right? That means the normal way of tying shoes, Heter Gomor, according to the Ramah. Aniva Agabi Kesher is Doch Mutar. Zuck, let me just finish up. Zuck the Taz and the Magen Avraham. That although the Ramah paskins this way, b'shem the Sefer Aguda, But the Mordechai says, Aniva Agabe Kesher is a problem. Therefore, you should only be make on Aniva Agabe Kesher if it's immediate, if it's less than 24 hours.
What are you tying together when you're tying your shoes?
What?
What are you tying together when you're tying your shoes?
The string.
The two halves of your shoe.
But aren't the same string?
So, like we spoke about beforehand, that two halves of the same thing might be considered the same, might be considered different things. But, so that's your kasha. It could also be that I'm tying my pieces of leather, I'm holding them together, ayyadei the string. Similar to the story that we said about holding the bias in place with the ritzuos.
That's connecting. I thought you said that was connecting the.
I'm connecting the pieces of leather on my shoe.
You're connecting the bias to the ritzua.
And over here, I'm connecting the leather of the shoe
to the
lace.
You can't say that you're bringing the two halves of the shoe together.
I could say that, but I'm still connecting two different things. Yeah. But if you hold that the malach of kosher is a malach of chibur, So again, aniv agabe kesher, Rama is mekon gansen. Sefer Agur is mekon entirely. The Mordechai says aniv agabe kesher, we have to be chayshish like a kesher agabe kesher. Therefore, we should only be mekon on it within 24 hours. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that way, sifkat and chavtes. Kosher achronim, we're only mekon, right, when it's also ilahatir bo biyom. So yeshiva guys sometimes don't undo their shoelaces at all, no? Or little kids, right? You look at the back of a little kid's shoes, it's always pushed in. Because the way a little kid puts on their shoes, right, they just scrunch down. They don't want to untie it. Am I the only one who's experienced this?
I also don't want to untie my shoes.
You also, right, but so many people just say, you end up scrunching down the back of the shoe to get it in, right?
Or buying
slip-ons, right? That's also an option. Lucha Aira, you can't undo that knot according to the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Because we're choshesh that the aniva al gabe kesher for more than 24 hours is a problem. Now, if I do an aniva al gabe kesher, remember, let's go slowly. So kesher agabe kesher is a chumra of the shulti gibayrim. The Rama says mutar b'makom tzar. Aniva agabe kesher, the Rama says it's heter gomor. Magen Avraham and Taz say it's mutar only within 24 hours. Let's say I tie an aniva agabe kesher, and it becomes a kesher agabe kesher. No? I tie my shoelaces in the ofen hamutar, and then it gets messed up, and it becomes a kesher agabe kesher. It becomes just like a double knot. So the Mishnah Berurah, Sof Sif Katin Chaf Gimel, writes, "In darko lasais aniva below kavon and nikshar, it's like a kesher she'asay lahatir b'chol yom, and it's hatir gomer to undo it." The Mishnah Berurah, Sof Katin Chaf Gimel, says that if you try to tie a bow as your shoelaces and you end up tying a knot, it's mutter to undo.
Because it's an accident.
Now the Chaorah. That means that the Mishnah Berurah is saying it's taloi in your das, not in the sug hakesher, which hasvar no senis depends on the machlokas Rashi and the Rambam on some level, no? Because according to Rashi, it's all about my das, has nothing to do with the sug hakesher. According to the Rambam, it has to do with the sug hakesher.
But the chumra of kesher that the kesher is based on the Rambam.
Correct.
So it doesn't make sense to say that it's based on das. So well, leave the chumra that's based on the Rambam.
But again, but it could be that the idea is that may ikar hadin we hold like Rashi. We try to be machmir like the Rambam l'chatchila. If it happened by mistake, so we won't be machmir like the Rambam.
This isn't being machmir on top of being machmir for the Rambam.
No, well, matir is the opposite of kosher.
No, but the Rambam never said kasher gabe kasher is a ma'aseh.
Correct.
The chumra that maybe it's a ma'aseh b'chol, it's clearly not a ma'aseh. Rebbe just did it.
You're saying if I did it, by definition, it's not Maisa Umma.
I thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
I do it. Ben does it. Ellie does it. Zach does it.
Let me all do it. Yeah.
It's clearly not
Maisa
Umma.
Maisa Umma is
By the way, one of my friends asked me, it's an interesting thing to think about, are you allowed to tie your shoes on Chol HaMoed? Or am I allowed to tie a double knot on Chol HaMoed? Chol HaMoed mi aser ma'isa uman, no?
Maybe
ma'isa uman
means it's just like, last, like has the potential to last for a while.
I mean, the pashtus though is that ma'isa uman means more than that. If I assume with the cases in the Mishnah and the Gemara, kesher hagamolad, kesher asaponim, right, so that's much more than just whether it's going to last for a long time. Obviously, Rashi says kesha gamon, kesha saponim is a dugma of something that will last for a long time. According to Rashi, it's all about zman. But according to the Rambam, it's not about zman. According to Rambam, it's about the sug ha-kesher.
Just it's a chumra. Really, the akedem is like Rashi. Really, Rambam would mach for the Rambam. That would mach for that qualifies as a ma'is umun.
Exactly. So this is a chumra agabe chumra, right? And the Mishnah Brura is make, although if you don't have das, then it should become a kesher gavi kesher. So b'kahay gavi, you don't have the kesher for the Rambam. That's what the Mishnah Brura says.
Yeah, we're in the Dalits, it's misstar of the cold kesher shikoshon. So adi kete gavi shalom.
Right.
So
that is based on whoa. But that Mishnah Brura is explaining the yeshli zaher, which is the shilta gibayim, that any tight knot is going to be any kesha gabi kesha, tight knot considered a maisa uman, right? That's what we said, that the Levushei Srad understood, and the Mishnah Berurah seems to be passing like this way, that the chumra of kesha gabi kesha is only if it's tight. If it's not tight, there's no such chumra. But oftentimes, I try to tie my shoelaces, like this morning, I was putting my son's shoes, I was helping my son get ready for school, and like his, I don't know how a kid could do this. Like his shoelaces, my mission was like 20 things long, 20 different knots I had to untie. Huh? It's unbelievable. Like my son is Baruch Hashem very talented. That's what happened this morning. I had to undo his shoelaces. The Galila Shaila is relevant here also, no?
Is that kosher or tofe?
So let's go slowly. So the way... actually, before I get there, I'm losing my train of thought. Mishnah Berurah is meiko, equals a chayodim is meiko, that if your shoelaces become a kesher gabe kesher, you can undo it. The Orchos Shabbos has a ha'ara that shteit nishten chayodim. The Orchos Shabbos points out that if you look in the chayodim inside, the chayodim is only meiko b'makom tsar. Because the Ramah says kesher agabi kesher remach mirah, but b'makom tsar you could be mekel. So the chaya odom is cooler that you can undo something that you tried to do as an aniva agabi kesher and became a kesher agabi kesher. The chaya odom is only saying it. It's like the Archos Shabbos and b'makom tsar, but shalai b'makom tsar you can't undo it. Meaning that if maybe you shouldn't undo your shoelaces unless it's like makom tsar. So I think it'll count as tsar if I want to get my shoelaces, my shoes off. Put my shoes on, it's not going to be makom tsar. In other words,
I can't tie my shoes and my shoes not staying on my foot.
Okay, so again, maybe that's makom tsar. Like we have to be magdir. What's concerned makom tsar? I'm going to talk about that.
In that's what happened to me. I was like, it became a double knot, like at the end of the laces, and my shoe was like falling off the whole time.
Right, so that could be makom tsar. I agree. Maybe that's makom tsar. But if you look in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurahs, they point out this kasha the Archa Shabbos, and they say if you look in the Chaya Odom's other sefer, the Zichru Taras Moshe. But remember, the Chayei Odom had a son named Moshe. He was nifter very young. The Chayei Odom wrote two sperm in his memory, the Matzeves Moshe and Hilchos Avelos, which is actually where he tells you how to do a Tahara. The way we do a Tahara basically is based on the Sefer Matzeves Moshe of the Chayei Odom. The whole book, by the way, is attacking the Yekeshim and Hagim Badunga Tahara. In Breuers, they do everything that the Chaya Odom says not to do in that country's Matzeves Moshe.
They're also based on Matzeves
Moshe. They're beforehand, right? They're kind of.
So they use it
in the opposite.
Open it up, right. And you know, you see exactly what to do.
The Chaya Odom also says the Zichru Taras Moshe. He talks about the Chaya Odom was a businessman, no? And he wasn't a Rav at the beginning of his career. He was a businessman. So he talks about how one time he went on a business trip and he's staying with a in the hotel with a chashav yid, and he sees this guy's mamish violating dozens of malachas over Shabbos. And this is a chashav yid. He's like learning Gemara or Shabbos, but he's violating malachas all the time. So Chai Odom says, obviously, he doesn't know the basic dinim. I'm going to write a kuntris called Zichru Tairas Moshe, in memory of my son Moshe. But I'm going to teach you basic dinim of Hilchas Shabbos. So in the Zichru Tairas Moshe, he says, Pashut, that an aniva agabe kesher that becomes a kesher agabe kesher, you can undo it. He does not say it's mutter only b'makom tzar. That's all pointed out in the Dirshu Mishnah Brura on that Zifkat and Chaf Gimel. Okay, so far so good. Again, so maybe it's a stira in the chaya. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, it sounds like a mikta stira, absolutely. Unless you assume that.
I see what I have to say. Imam Shah's Bethir, it's only b'makom tzar?
Yes. Yeah, it sounds like a stira in the chaya Adam, but again, there's what to rely on. The Galila Shail, I mentioned that like when I was in Marisha Kolol in summer, so they take out the Sefer Torah Shabbos morning and they see that there's a knot in the Sefer Torah. Right? The old type of garters that they tied up the Torah wasn't like today, you have like metal things that like snap into each other. They used to just have a garter. They tied the Torah up. So they notice it's a knot. Obviously, the person did Galila what? Very no gay. Alamaisa, did the person who did Galila try to do an Aniva Gabi Kesher? Right? Or did the person who tried to do Galila try to do a Kesher Gabi Kesher because he wasn't a Talmud Chacham? He didn't learn Perakel Kosherim. So let me finish the story one second. So I remember that Shira Willig was drafted out of the bullpen. And she came to undo the Sefer Torah. She was not yet Bas Mitzvah. She was, I think, 11. She was mamish, like, humiliated. She had to walk through the whole basement of Marisha Kolo, go up to the Torah, and undo it. As Rabbi Willig says, right? You have to do it. The Ketana did it. I don't remember the exact details of the case. I don't remember whether Marisha Kolo in those years they had a Sefer Torah that they only used on Shabbos, or was it the same Torah that they used on Monday and Thursday and on Shabbos?
It was Monday or Thursday, and then you only tied it last to Shabbos.
Well, again, if it was a Torah from Thursday, now they're using it on Shabbos, so the knot is less than 3 days.
Right.
And you have another sheet in Rishonim to rely on.
How many Sefer Torah do they have?
So I don't remember.
Usually they have one, I think.
If they have one, so
that Simon there that summer. I
thought I should ask Rabbi Simon or ask Strouch. These are the people who might remember.
Strouch was there
like
he's
forever.
He's there, Simon.
So what's the story in this case? So we have a few different svaras wahakel in the Arches Shabbos. He talks about these cases, and he presents. He presents four svaras lahakel. First of all, there are some who are make on aniva gabe kesher entirely. Kesher agabe kesher itself is a chumra. The Rambam says that you're allowed to undo a napa makam mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't like this Rambam. The Mechaber actually quotes this. The Mechaber writes in Sif Aleph, a kesher. That's a Maisa Umin is Usr, but Letzayrich Mitzvah, then you're allowed to undo it.
Maisa Umin that was done
for a short time. You can undo a B'makom Mitzvah.
Okay.
Now, in Mishnah Brura, Sifkatin Yud Gimel says, I don't rely on this at all. It quotes on the base Meir that the Shulchan Aruch is Meiko B'makom Mitzvah is only according to the Rambam. But according to Rashi, Tyson, the Baratanura, it's going to be Usr even B'makom Mitzvah. By Kriyas HaTorah, it's B'makom Mitzvah. So what I have is something that's a Kesher Agabe Kesher, which is a Chumra the Shulta Gibayim. It's only for a few days. Do I hold me Ikar Hadin 7 days is the cutoff? And I hold me Ikar Hadin 1 day is the cutoff? Right? It is Makom Mitzvah. Kesher Agabe Kesher. The other Svara that he has is...
I mean, it might be a Maisa.
This might not be a Maisa Omen at all.
Meaning it might be a Maisa Hedyot, but for a long time.
Perhaps.
It could be the one for the Rambam.
And then, but and the point to the Rambam, I could be Megol B'makom Mitzvah. So it's not clear. The Arkos Shabbos says if the Torah was used on Thursday, it could be Makel, but the Torah was used last Shabbos or like months ago, he's not sure if you could be Makel. That's what the Arkos Shabbos says. If it was used on Thursday, so you have the other Snifla Hakka of less than 7 days, it's okay. 7 days, is that Me'es La'es? If they used the Sefer Torah last time, Shabbos Mincha, now it's Shabbos Shachris, it's less than Me'es La'es, no? Is that going to be a Sefer Lahakel? Nothing is clear. Makom Tsar. The Ramah says, Keshar Gabi Keshar's Mutum Makom Tsar. The Tzitzeliezer writes in the Tshuva. I saw this in the Sefer Shiras Hayam that I have near my place in the Beis Medrash. The Tzitzeliezer writes in the Tshuva that not being able to undo the Sefer Torah easily, it's like Tircha de Tzibura, to have to call Shira Willegal of the bullpen. So that's Makom Tsar. I could hear it. She was mamish embarrassed. Right? Maybe it's an interesting. It's an interesting approach. Maybe it's Makom Tsar to have to get a katan something. It's not clear. I'm not sure that would be Makom Tsar, honestly, but the Tzitz Eliezer suggests it. Again, so these are some of the basic dinim of kosher that appear in Siman Shin Yud Zayin. Any questions on kosher? Any things that we didn't address that you want me to address?
Does this mean that the Rambam holds of Uman or he doesn't hold of Uman?
Uman as in Rosh Hashanah, wrestler?
Wait, well, what was the case that you wanted to untie within 24 hours and leave it there? Or you wanted
right, so if I want to untie within 24 hours and then leave it there, so that's totally in the Chakira as to whether it depends on my Das or it depends on the Sugha Kesher. L'cha Ora, that's a better case than the case of the Chaya Adam, no? The Chaya Adam's case, right now, I have, right, let's say I have an Aniva Gabi Kesher, and I left it there more than 24 hours. Can I, is there a reason not to undo it? Right? Remember, Aniva Gabi Kesher, the Ramah says is Heter Gomer. The Mishnah Brura quoting the Magen Avraham Taz and says, Aniva Gabi Kesher, you should not leave more than 24 hours. If I left it more than 24 hours, so the Pashtus is, you could rely on the Ramah. I think that's the Pashtus.
What about tying up my garbage on Shabbos?
So tying your garbage on Shabbos. So the Ramah writes that tying a knot on one string of the tzitzis, right? If I have one string and just to tie a knot at the top, the Ramah says that we're choshesh, that's going to be aser. We'll talk about this in the next Gemara about tofer. The Gemara says that it's only called tofer if it's shokayama, and in order to do that, you have to tie a knot, right? So we'll talk about next time tying a string onto itself. Is that considered a problem or not? That we'll talk about Mirza Shem on Sunday.
My garbage is a nice head.
So my garbage, I'm tying it onto itself. Ramah says a machmir. But here's the thing. That I'm tying my garbage, I'm going to be leaving it for a very long time.
I mean, I don't know how quickly New York City.
But it doesn't matter. The New York City garbage men, they come, they take my garbage, they don't undo my knot on the garbage bag. By the time I'm not in the garbage bag, it's going to stay there forever. And it's going to stay there until the.
Right.
Flat. Well, you're not tying anything together in the garbage bag, are you?
Yeah, so again, that's Vara. That's a real, right. If you mamash hold of that svara and a chanami, I think that would be okay. I don't know if any post can mamash say that svara. I like that svara, but I don't know if it's mavur and poskim at all. Right. That's a good hara. If I tie the garbage, I'm just tying the thing onto itself.
Is a kesher al gabe anim for the Rambam one of those? Is that it's a maisa?
It's again kesher al gabe.
Meaning aniva for the Rambam, you could even leave forever. It's worse than a maisa hadya. I mean,
Aniva does not have a tzuras kesher, so you can leave even forever. That's right.
But Aniva al gabe kesher.
Aniva al gabe kesher is a shayla. I don't know if it's mavur in the Rambam. His opinion about Aniva al gabe kesher. The Ramah says we're mekel. Right. Right? And the Mishnah Berurah says only be mekel if it's less than right. 24 hours.
If it's a ma'aseh hadyo, then it's going to stay there for a long time and be derbanan for the Rambam.
Correct. That's correct. Uh-huh. And if it's
at the gomer.
So again, so these are some of the ha'aros about what's it called. I planned on doing 5 minutes of hashkafa about Shemitah, but in Mirat Hashem, we're not going to do it. Maybe I'll upload 5 minutes of Hashkafa myself, and you could listen to it when you like. But everyone should have a marvelous Shabbos and the Yetzir Hashem. Oh, I'm not 100% sure about Sunday and Shir, just because I might, depending on my timing, I might not be back in time to give Shir on Sunday. We'll try, but I'll tell you Sunday morning whether we'll have Shir. I'll send out a voice note, etc. Okay, Chaver, have a marvelous day.